Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Concrete, get them, Jay. See you over there. Looking so cute. Over here, wondering where you be. My food, that's second.
man, I got a note so we won't get mad. So sit back and relax and sip on that shot glass. So we can do what we do in the bed. Cause girl, you know it is the truth. I ain't playing no games with you, girl. You know you is my boo. Yeah, remember high school. Oh, ain't the best in decades.
Pussy niggas fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver. One of you pussy niggas fuck with me. When I I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just caught a beat. No need to worry, I'ma look out for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this how I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this chill rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, 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 clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, shawty, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about the shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shawty, to make a buck. Rent dude, you gotta get it. I know you cross a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know nah, Deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, and I represent it. I'm finna get on, I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga, I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, look how I represent it. I'm finna get on, I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga, I'm about to get on. Yeah, Deuce.
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Petrol problems like a brother that was born sick. I'm up in the crack of dime so much I'm thinking of doing a porn flick. I tried to warn Rick by fucking with this porn shit. Now we call him human torch cause he's burning with an orange dick. So when I say that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the pond when the wind blows. Kick more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. She be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to offend hoes.
You know the name, the girl genius is back and it a damn thing changed. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight's the night I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm done speaking, it's your soul I own. Creeping like the Grim Reaper, better stop praying. Cause when a rapper fire friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch your words I'm saying. Can't build a dam to stop the flow. And that's why I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due. Cause poet isn't a title that's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. No matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XP, lay your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporal run where I'm from, words bang like a gun. Here I come, poets run. Spoken word, prodigal son. Yo, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole clips. My skills so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end, yo, it's more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets will swash and fight will get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one. Can't go April to Tupac with the same gun. So it's a Farrakhan that Martin the Malcolm will kill with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I run. Just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop me. With one mic, I'm notoriously B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't you pop me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain stores and the thoughts will soar. And you might as well call me old school, cause like Big Daddy Kane, I just got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation. A poor that's half man, half amazing. A prodigal title's been buck wild till my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one, and by age six I had Mother Goose turning tricks, and I saw all the dudes from Dr. Seuss, cause them cat in the hat lyrics he was kicking, well they was pussy like kitten, and that was just the beginning, cause by the time I hit my teenage years, I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know, cause see, slang is my first language, I don't I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business. But other than that, when I see something I like, I say it's fat. If I think it's some bullshit, I say it's whack. If I think a girl's attractive, then I say I wanna hit that. See a handgun as a gat, a handshake as some dap. But if I say I'm holding you down, then that means I got your back. See, I'm a walking metaphor, a spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist. Cause I was labeled insane at a very early age. Cause I was Dickin' Jane before I even got to the first grade. See, my verbal DNA, see, I was born to be slick with this wordplay. So I'm a word hustler by nature. I turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul. But I should've robbed them both and said, fuck paying it all. But I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun. But please don't get it twisted, cause my rap sheet still weighs a ton. Cause see, I'm currently waiting 6 court dates in 6 states. But verbally murdered the first 6 court that walked across the stage. See, I went on a random rampage and popped up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cocked. And I pop a pull in his knot with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cops, cause they can catch a hot one too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest plate. This game over like checkmate. Now love banging these similes like R. Kelly love jail, baby.
An open microphone can be dangerous, 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 dangerous.
This is how we roll.
No, no.
This is how we roll.
No, no.
This is how we roll. This is how we roll.
T-Pain. Yay! Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh. You know what we represent, man. Not before.
Yeah. Do you display the right look? Portray the right moves, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job. More like a slob, up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem, staying home without a goal. Got a POS whip, and his rim some rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they could really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass, niggas just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back. I prefer to burn grass, earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest. Roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live, every time the rim is in my front yard. Understand the scene, many people claim to know, but misinterpret they dreams, think they need what I got. Burn weed in the drop. Ladies from Belize wanna marry me, get these shots through the heart. Cause Cupid, baby, I'm not more like a G, riding dirty, look out for the cops. Know that I'm not gonna ever put a front. Yeah, you thinking I'm a bum? Let me tell you where I'm from. Palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach. 813 be the code, and we rep it on the street. Every day that we wait till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated screen. And I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing. Sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it. Whether broke or getting rich, you could think what you want. I just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I do. The world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million of the dubs on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. So I don't think giving toast the best fine wine, and that's cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drink. From this position, what happens depending on how you think. You could link or could go off course. That's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You could be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live, every side of the rim is in my front yard.
Bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good. Uh-huh.
Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody.
I ain't like everybody
everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you.
That drum, show me that you care. In times when I'm feeling so low, you come around and you always seem to know.
Yeah. how the dudes love me. No, I'm not ugly, I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness, wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite, yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body, I'm outrageous, so damn contagious. The name is Shannon, please let me introduce you. I run with the Drake boy, yes, I'm a Drake girl. I tell you off top, yeah, yeah, I think I'm hot. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems, now I'm back to get mine. Just give me the hot track, and I bet I'll rip that. And when I get done with that, she gon' say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. Humming me and fall speed from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffing on that fire looking Chinese.
You can say what you want about China. Wish I knew what you did.
Name is not Kaya. It's Shinu, and yeah, I'm known to spit fire. When I get caught, the girl flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with low self-esteem, because deep in my heart I feel like a black queen. Besides, I got major goals and dreams. I'm talking about I want to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes, my dude gotta be the boss. He can be raised in the South, I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beef, hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all scream damn? Look at the body, she must be some kind of stripper. Me and her, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
You can say what you want about China. Wish I knew what you did.
Trying to hear a word that Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the instant in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass more fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid, I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in, I throw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I throw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Talking about the one with you and them shooting birds, right? That, I took that out. If not, you're looking at the old one. All right, hold on a second. Let me bring my nigga Ashwood up in the building real quick. I know y'all wondering what the hell going on. Hold on 1 second, people. Beam my dog up in here and tell y'all what the f*** is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's caught up in a pickle after Christmas Monday. Of course, you know, I wasn't celebrating no motherfucking Christmas anyways. I was caught up in shit. But, you know, Amazon.com had a little cute thing that says caught up Christmas pickle, so fuck it, I changed it, and that's what we hear. Shout out to Mr. Pewter later, you know what I'm saying, on the bridge, you know what I'm saying, representing Ohio. And I'm on the phone, man. I'm on the bat line with Miss Michelle, you know what I'm saying, CEO of Two Man Army. And we're working on this slideshow form. They got nominated for the 2010, correct? A&R Awards?
Yep.
Yeah, 2010 A&R Music Awards. They just won the 2009 Beta Bay Area Idol Awards, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just my little pleasure helping some young people out, you know what I'm saying, do their thing and try to come up in the industry. So, that's what we're working on, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much it. I got it pretty much wrapped up. We just, you know, fine-tuning it. And I'm gonna send you one. You can check it out, too. Because this is when I told you about the, you know, the video editing and shit, I know you've been trying to do your thing, but, you know, we'll have to collab, or, you know what I'm saying? I have to go ahead and put these things in the game for you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because what we're coming up next is after the slideshow is we got a little, you know, documentary for Two Man Army documentary. So, you know, go and check it out. It's going to be on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check it out. Yesterday, I don't know what the hell I'm going to label it as. Two Man Army A&R slideshow. There you go. A&R slideshow. There you go.
It is.
Represent. Mm-hmm. Represents people easily find, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's why I've been playing a lot of music because we try to, you know, tighten that up real quick, you know what I'm saying? Get it on up out the whiz 8, you know?
Yeah.
So, what's popping, man? What's going down today? You got nothing news coming up.
Same shit, just working on a second DVD, working on No Sleep Films 2.
Yeah, my dog. Yeah, don't forget anybody out there, you know, Ashwood got the No Sleep Films. Official DVD out, you know what I'm saying, part one. No Volume 2 coming out soon. And, yeah.
21st of January.
Going in.
Going in. Everybody on that shit.
21st of January. You say
21st of January. No Sleep
January.
Film. Yeah, part two.
That's what my dog dropping his second DVD, No Sleep Films. He's dropping his second DVD.
That's
what's up. Yeah, Ashwood. Now, Ash, you got pictures from the Sunshine?
Oh, man, yeah, that's
film
pretty
shoot?
Much.
Dude, you got film, though, not video.
Oh, you said, do I got pictures?
Yeah.
No, I don't really have no pictures, but I got
Damn.
A program where I can pause the video and take pictures of it.
Yeah, make
you
pictures
like,
on the other screenshots.
Yeah,
take the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already halfway through with the project. Well, I'm done with the project now, but wanted to add some of them clips because I know I did video. I don't remember doing pictures though.
Yeah, I don't think we. Did
I know
a
we
lot
were videoing our asses on. We made the goddamn movie before the movie was done.
Ain't bullshitting.
Except for the bedroom scenes where we was prohibited. I was trying to sneak my camera back there. You know, my camera wasn't small
Hell
enough.
Yeah.
I was telling them it was a cell phone. It's just a cell phone. Ain't no calls made up in here. That's what they was telling me.
Oh, man. We
it was
had a
all
good,
good
time,
though.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, man. Me and Michelle just talking about that. It's like, man, y'all had a good time. No, we had a fucking ball. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Shouts out to Dre D, Bonnie Bonche, Janu. I got his damn card around here. What a damn director. I got
JT, JT Promotions. JT Promotions.
There you go. JT Promotions. Shout out to them.
What up, JT?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Buffy was good. D, DeJuan.
Nigga, DeJuan. Yeah, DeJuan came out
there. Everybody was out
there,
man.
DeJuan gonna have to distance himself though. You fucking with Trey Styles too close. I'm gonna have to talk to that nigga, man. I talk to you. You're a good dude, man. You're a good dude to be dealing with janky promoters, man. I don't like good people deal with janky promoters, man. Straight up.
Yeah,
you know, if anybody missed my show, man, y'all need to listen to go to blogtalkradio.com/MellowBTR and look up the episode. I should have featured that motherfucker. Janky As Promoters, Monday.
Oh, okay, Janky As Promoters Monday.
And it's a Monday. All my shit's labeled, so it's Janky As Promoters Monday. And, man, we covered a lot of those Janky As Promoters out there to bring their ass over here to Tampa and bring their ass down here to Florida, period. And you know what I'm saying? Just basically shit on the motherfucking up-and-coming artists. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, yeah, we're going to have A&R reps. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. Man, please. The point of it is, it don't make no sense that these motherfuckers are there if they're not willing to take shit home.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a million A&R reps there, but if they ain't actually listening to the music, they over here fucking off, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a phone number from Janu, you know what I'm saying? But then you got two-man army on the stage. What the fuck is the point of them doing there? What are they doing here? It's no purpose. You feel me? So when this is just a learning experience for me, though. When I do my motherfucking show and I put that shit on that motherfucker, I ain't worrying about going to see God. Because me, I personally, I don't think nobody need to get signed on record labels anyways. If you can't get on your motherfucking hustle on your own, the record label's not going to do nothing for you.
Yep.
Not going to do nothing for you. They're going to bitch your ass, you know what I'm saying, and then build up an image for you till they can make you marketable and then, you know, be able to sell your music and image and everything else. But if you bring that to the forefront, if you already come to the table like, bam, bitch, this me, they can't do nothing. They can't do nothing but negotiate with you like motherfucking William Shatner on goddamn Priceline. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You're going to have to negotiate. Straight up. You're going to have to negotiate. So, you know, that's what time it is, man. And we got so many independent artists that's hungry. I mean, that's got that and that has talent. Not that fuck shit that was just pulled at the goddamn pour out your talent. I don't know what the fuck they did. They poured out some liquor on the artist or something because them bitches was washed up. Washed up. Them all you motherfuckers. Whoever performed that night, including Fusion, raggedy, no Christmas song singing ass, man, please. And for him to be the headliner of her goddamn entertainment company, that speaks for your entertainment company. If a nigga can't sing a motherfucking Christmas song correctly and you're an R&B singer, Well, then, yeah, you need to stick to comedy or something, because, yeah, you can crack some jokes. I was laughing. But I was laughing more hard at the fact that you thought you had talent. And they plagiarizing it, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that don't mean nothing if you can, you know, boost a bitch titties up, put her in some tight jeans, get her hair done, throw some makeup on her, you know what I'm saying, and then put it in front of the public. That's Milli Vanilli. I don't know why y'all motherfuckers think I'm so... I'm too old for that, really, because I remember Milli Vanilli. I was there when they was burning Milli Vanilli dolls, burning Milli Vanilli books, burning their records, burning everything about them because so-called media said these motherfuckers really wasn't who they was. No, none of these motherfuckers is really who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They get on stage, yep, and they sound like shit. They get in the studio, yeah, and I can make you sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Off of my laptop. That ain't got
hell
shit
yeah
to do with it.
Right.
If you just not naturally talented, there is not a synthesizer in the world that can motherfucking cover that up. Because once you get on stage, unless you're going to be like Snoop Dogg and put the goddamn tube in your mouth and that's how you're going to do your whole show. No. Can't speak on it. Bonnie Von Shea, she's excellent, excellent. And I'll play her song right now. I like her music. But I heard her perform live at Club Nouveau. She can't sing. She's not an R&B singer. She can spit. She might be able to spit, but she cannot sing. I'm sorry. You can't put makeup on an image. That's what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to sell an image. It's more than an image. It takes more than an image to be successful. I'm telling you that now. Now, the dude did tell me it's 95%. He says 95% image. And it's 5% talent, but you got to have talent. You do have to have talent in the mix. Now, you just can't come up there, which they done did, pulled these motherfuckers off American Idol. You know what I'm saying? But the motherfuckers off American Idol only get what? They get commercials and, you know what I'm saying, Daewoo commercials and shit like that. I mean, no promising roles, though. They ain't on the next MTV or BET or VH1 and all that. And if they are, they on a reality show. That's basically just picking fun at them, showing that, nigga, you ain't got no fucking talent. That's why you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being somebody else up in this motherfucking man. Somebody got an opinion on it. Hey, how was your Christmas, man? Did you get caught up in a pickle?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you banged somebody up. Yeah, Christmas was good, man. It was a good look. You know what I mean? I did some cleaning up.
Somebody else. All right, go ahead, though. Yeah, I'm asking the question, everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, did y'all get caught up in the pickle after Christmas? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, some people went out there and tried to ball out. But then, like I heard on one of the show hosts, you know what I'm saying, she going to sit up here and complain, which is my whole thing about saying fuck Christmas, because she going to talk about, I went out and I bought all these big gifts and all that. And then when I went to go deliver the gifts, they only going to give me. See, that's the whole problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck is you expecting? You shouldn't be expecting a motherfucking thing if you gave out your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's the whole point of Christmas. It's the spirit of giving and the spirit of love and coming together with your family. Not this commercialized bullshit that you know, it's getting painted to you right now. Oh, sales, nah, hell nah, man. Ain't got nothing to do with electronics. Ain't got nothing to do with Barbie dolls and this doll, that doll. All that shit is plagiarized bullshit that took away from the true meaning of what we're supposed to be doing. That's just loving each other and giving the gift of love. That's it. Give me a fucking hug on Christmas over your goddamn, you know what I'm saying, $200 watch if I got to turn around and spend $300 on some goddamn shoes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you want. Man, fuck that. All thing I want to do is live. If I'm living, I'm happy. Other than that, you can keep the rest of that. You know, 718. You was live on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Yes, and greetings and peace and love to you.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know,
I've been caught up in my pickle.
I want to go right with that. You know, cause and greetings to whoever else is online. And
oh, my nigga Ashwood. This is. Hold on. I'm sorry, sweet D-Love. You're going to have to hold on 1 second there. Ladies and gentlemen, hailing out of New York City.
Yeah.
the most sexiest, luscious voice on Blog Talk Radio. And that belongs to Sweet D Love. Oh, yeah. Sweet D Love. Welcome to the Star Show Smelly Prize, Sweet. How you doing, man?
I'm doing. You know, no, I didn't get caught up in the pickle. Not at all, you know. And my whole premise, too, was just what you said, you know. Give love on Christmas Day. You know, so if you couldn't give that, you know, and you had to give a gift and you were looking for something in return, oh, well, you set yourself up for that, you know. So, you know, it's just, that's what it's all about, you know. I mean, it is supposed to be Jesus is the reason for the season, and if that be the case, January 6th.
Where is that at? Did you hear anything about the Lord, period, during Christmas time? Any commercial?
Oh, no. They
not one commercial.
There was no party for him, Smelly. None. Not one.
Is it besides Santa on the Harley going to the store to give him a six-pack of motherfucking High Life, a Budweiser, or some bullshit?
No, not at all, darling.
See, that's,
they have an opportunity, though. They have an opportunity. January 6th, you know, they celebrate three kings. And that's when the three wise men came and brought the gifts. Now, if y'all want that, you know, that $200 watch and, you know, and 18-karat gold earrings, you know, how would it be? Because they bought them gold and, oh, yeah, I mean, they bought them. They didn't bring them no cheap stuff now. You know, so it wasn't nothing on sale. You know, it was the best fragrance, frankincense and myrrh. So, you know, if you're going to go out there and get the best fragrance, you know. And I know a few people got them. We ain't calling no names because they ain't giving us no money for sponsoring them. And so.
Know that. I got some frankincense and myrrh, though.
Yeah, but frankincense is the best. It is the best. You can mix it with a little Egyptian musk and a drop of opium and
Yeah, I got all that.
Keep it, y'all.
All that. All that. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, say hello to everybody. Ashwood, Miss Sweet D Love.
Hey, Miss Computer Lady.
You know,
well, I just
bread.
Can show you some love, Smelly. And,
What's up?
Baby, thank you, baby.
Yeah, and, you know, and Lord have dude. A wonderful, aspiring, inspiring, filled with love, healthy, you know, celebration time, and Happy New Year to you and to all those who listen, you know, to your show, and, you know, BTR as well. You know, we got to do it out there for them as well. So I'm getting ready to get off, and I love you. And
yeah, I'm doing, I'm reading up to do Kwanzaa next year. I'm
okay.
Fuck that Christmas shit.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, we still in. This is the 26th, 27th, 28th. Today's the 28th?
Yeah, this is, yeah, Kwanzaa runs all the way to the December 26th to the 1st.
Right, the 1st, which
so.
Is Imani. Imani is the last day. I'm not sure if we're at Kuji Chakalia.
Yeah,
Kuji
Chakalia. Yeah, see that.
You know,
but
you can still do it, Smelly, as far as like, you know.
Just recognize it, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's, yeah,
just
recognize
like the fourth day being tomorrow and see what it is and see how we can all vibe together because it's, you know, it's symbolic of something wonderful, you know. So, but anyway, I got to get out to the store, but I did want to let you know that, you know, I was thinking about you and I wanted to, you know, throw that blessing your way for the new you and new year and to all your, your listeners as well, and I'll see you if I don't get to talk to you, you know, before this year ends out. I did it right now, and I'll see you in the new year.
Well, all I got to say, Sweet D Love.
Look, she bending over. Claude,
oh,
the Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
That's what I said. Brendan Mac said, bust a move.
Bust a motherfucking move.
All right, baby.
All right, baby.
All right,
you know
baby.
I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
All right.
Ciao.
Going down. Y'all already know, y'all. That Sweet D Love.
Drink it in.
Yeah.
It goes down smooth.
Oh, yeah. She goes down so smooth. Well. All right, let me beam off, man, while I catch an attack up here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm going
down.
All my New York peoples out there, man, y'all is representing, you know what I'm saying, in a big way. You know what I'm saying? And I
very groovy, baby.
Way. You know? It's real. And I'd like to thank everybody who come through, you know what I'm saying, kicking it up on this hill, Starship, Smell It Pros, you know. And that's what we do. We get it in, man. So what I need to do right now, because I got to roll me some herbs, some herbals, yeah, some medications. So let me drop this real light beam.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Prize and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yeah.
Nigga, Six Figures, man. Y'all already know.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Let me see. Hold on. All right, that was officially for Miss Sweet D Love, you know what I'm saying? And let's see. You know, she wanted. Where am I at, people? Where am I at?
Nutty News!
Yeah, man, I got this. After this song, we're coming back with another news update, people. Stick around, man, live right here on Starship Smelly Pride. Caught up in a pickle after Christmas Monday. You did your shopping right. You shouldn't be, goddammit.
Hey, little mama, oh, little mama, hey, yeah, right.
Your mama,
hey,
mama, your mama,
hey, yeah, right.
That's my ride or die. She never tell lies. Pretty fun thing, only baby on my mind. She from the hood, but the talk ain't real good. Pretty little smile make a nigga feel good. Give a nigga success, and with the success, she can have all this. Hey, she gon' stay my main, cause ain't there none of these bitches like mine. I'm getting money in the fast lane. If I get caught, little mama gon' maintain. Keep her mouth shut, cause little mama know the game. That's why I love her, man, that's why I cover, man. I bet you wish you had a man. No, no, she don't never change lane. No, no, she don't never change lane. She in my lane till I be out.
mama, oh, little mama, yeah, yeah, right, right.
This a motherfucker. This a bitch. I'm sitting here talking to my motherfucking self and the goddamn shit on mute. I gotta leave that up to this old punk ass beat to y'all for doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all go ahead and hit him one time. I know. I know. Me, beam of people back up in here before we get this thing started. Crack a lag 'em. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com, bringing you all the craziest motherfucking news that you will never hear in your headlines. You will only hear them on this show right here. That's this show right here. All right, let me beam everybody back in and get my porn music started real quick so we can do what we does. Porn music is provided in part by Nutty. It's brought to you by motherfucking Debbie Does Dallas. If anybody seen that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, motherfucker, you turn your speakers down? Goddamn, I feel like I'm in the goddamn Back to the Future movie. I'm waiting for Doc to come back and shit. Doc! All right, let me figure out who the fuck this is. Oh, that's goddamn sweet. Sweet, what you doing here, woman? Still hanging around? I don't even think Sweet D Love knows she's still on the phone. Well, Sweet D Love, you still on the phone, babe. I'm going to put you on mute, though. There you go. Let you go. Here we go, people. Let's get it crunk. Taking off, man. We in Houston, Texas. What's up, Ash? I hear you. That wasn't you. That was Mr. Sweet D Love. Had to put on mute a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let's take this thing on. Shouts out to motherfucker Steady Baby Powder Fresh J. Represent Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. But we in Houston, y'all. But yeah, where mystery fires rattle the city. Yeah, because a 4-foot pile of ash and charred debris is all that remains of the Rodriguez family's 2-story garage. Yep, which had been stuffed with tools, machinery, couches, and appliances. When a mysterious fire ripped through it earlier this month, it was the 22nd arson that has taken place since August in a historic Houston neighborhood called The Heights. The Jackson Heights? No. Known more for its comforting small-town feel in the midst of a big city sprawl than for being the center of criminal activity. Most of the fires have taken place in the middle of the night and nearly always in abandoned structures, though flames have leapt to some adjacent occupied homes, frightening residents like the Rodriguez family. Guess you motherfuckers better get some goddamn fire extinguishers. Shit, and get ready. Well, if it's a small town, man, please, people. I mean, y'all already living under the microscope. You might as well come on in. Put you some cameras up, you know what I'm saying, on one or two of the corners. Monitor who the fuck coming in your neighborhood, and there you go. And if not, it's probably one of your punk-ass neighbors, hating-ass, crazy motherfuckers. Anyway, go on to Florida, y'all, where dumb shit always happens. There's some stupid motherfuckers live in Florida. Oh, I stay in Florida, my bad. I guess that's how I know. Yeah. There's two men using a sledgehammer to damage an apartment. Yeah, they trying to get some property claim. That's what that is. Two men were arrested after reportedly using a sledgehammer and croquet balls to do $12,000 worth of damage to one of the men's apartment. Damn. The duo told police they were turning the apartment into an art gallery. Yeah. Yeah. Damn, that's creative than a motherfucker, isn't that? Christopher John Mockery, 25, of 703 Southwest 7th Street, and Jonathan Marnarellis Fogger, whatever crazy that name that is, 22 of 1216 Southwest 2nd Avenue, where he's charged with felony criminal mischief. The damage was reported at Fogger's apartment in the College Manor complex. Officer Ed Wilkins said the damage included drywall that had been pulled down in several rooms, shattered mirrors and windows, and damage to the balcony, roof, and a window frame. Damn. Y'all fucked that motherfucker up. It went to town. Motherfucker went to town. Damn. All right. Well, shit. Anybody know where Patrol Base Hassan Abad is?
Oh, no.
What the hell is that at? All right. Erie. Well, it says Erie Outpost unnerves U.S. Marines. Yeah. The Marines found the bone as they scraped a shallow trench, long, dry, and unmistakably once part of a human leg. It was followed by others. They reburied most of them, but also found bodies. Three of the graves were close together, and another was a skeleton still wearing a pair of glasses. Damn. The Marines covered the grave and told their successors to stay away from it. Observation Point Rock sits a few hundred meters southeast of Patrol Base Hassan Abad, where a company from 2A Marines has been stationed for the past 7 months. The local people say this is a cursed spot. Motherfucker, y'all ain't supposed to be there in a goddamn way. Everything over there is cursed for you, son of a bitches. Stupid-ass motherfucker. You think you're supposed to be at war right now? Yeah, you're a dumb ass. Your ass supposed to be at home chilling, sucking up weed and all this old secondhand smoke that's killing us, goddammit. Shit. Anyway, let's go ahead and let's get some old porn pimp music going on. Shouts out to Aqua Fool, man. Yeah, pump us up in the background. Anybody ever been shot with a BB gun? You ever been shot with a BB gun? I have. Fuck ass white boy.
I shot motherfuckers with a BB gun. I ain't never get shot, though.
Punk ass white boy shot me, but man shot boy with a pellet gun in Fort Pierce, Florida. Yeah. St. Lucie County man has been accused of trying to teach a boy a lesson by shooting him with a pellet gun. Yeah, according to St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office arrest report, he was arrested. 39-year-old Christopher Fred Caddy shot the boy in the chest with the pellet gun, a Christmas gift, after the child shot an autistic cousin with the gun. What? Well, he deserved to get shot. How are you going to shoot a bitch with autism? Now, that's just as fucked up. Hell nah. Caddy reported was trying to show the boy that getting shot with a pellet gun can hurt. You damn right. That's the same thing as cursing and getting some soap shoved in your mouth. What's the difference? Yeah. What the hell am I reading? Move my station and now all artistic music play will count as spin. I'm licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and Sound Exchange. Launches January 7th, 2008. So check it out on www.beherradio76fm.com. And he's the same as FM and XM radio stations. Report all music. You get royalties. Being in rotation. All right. So what? We can go and get us some shit to where we can really get this thing popping and get paid, Be Heard? That's what you're saying? So that's what's happening. Blog Talk Radio with that fuck shit talking about taking half your goddamn money and all this old bullshit. I ain't with that. You know. But I'm a damn sure check into it. Shouts out to Be Heard Radio because that's what I'm about. January 1st, artists, it's time for you motherfuckers to get paid for spins and everything else. Time for me to get paid for spinning you motherfuckers and everything else. So January 1st, yeah, that's why we launching some real new shit, man. But let's go to South Africa, y'all. Where Smoke Vulture brains for good luck. What? Smoked vulture brains? God damn. You ever had some smoked vulture brains? Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, Ashwood. You cooked that last night, didn't you? And we'll be cooking, smoked vulture brains and shit. God damn. In South Africa, y'all, vultures are scarce. Yeah, I only have one every 3 or 4 months. Said Scalio, a young healer in downtown Johannesburg's multi-market. Everybody asks for the brain. You see things that people can't see. I believe so. For Lotto, you dream the numbers, he said. Rolled into a cigarette or inhaled as vapors, vulture brains can also help at the horse's race, boost an exam performance, or lure more clients to a business, according to the believers. Mm-hmm. Y'all keep believing in that shit. I'm gonna pray 2 times and then wait for it even more. Because, please. I don't know what the hell y'all smoking on. Y'all was smoking on some shit, isn't it? Over there, people, because that don't even sound right. Smoke vulture brain. I done heard of smoke mullet, smoke catfish, and smoke fish, period. I ain't never heard of no motherfucking smoke vulture brain. I ain't never heard of no smoke brain, period. That's like smoke monkey brain or some shit. And bitches eat monkey brain. All right. Anyways, people, let's get a little bit nuttier. Let's go to Nigeria. Nigeria, where the father of terror suspect has warned the U.S. about son. Why? Nigga, shut your motherfucking mouth, man. Anyway, the father of a Nigerian man charged with trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines plane on Christmas Day reportedly warned the U.S. about his son's extreme religious views and activities. Why in the hell do people keep blaming this shit on religion? Where does fucking violence equate the holiness? Okay, the Lord did his cleansing, but they ain't got nothing to do with you. You supposed to be walking a motherfucking straight line like a sobriety test. All right. Anyway, Nigerian newspaper this day reported. The suspected terrorist has been identified as 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalab, some fucked up name. His father, another fucked up name, Al-Hassim Al-Meha, whatever the fuck, was a former minister and well-known banker, recently retiring from his chairman position at First Bank Nigeria, the paper reported. Punk-ass snitch. Snitch-ass bitch. You gonna snitch your son out, man. What kind of shit is that? Snitching your motherfucking son out. My bad, dog. I would snitch you motherfuckers out, too. You son of the bitches out there trying to blow up the goddamn, trying to blow up the plane and shit. You know, we'll be with that. That just made sense to me. Vultures eat dead people. That is weird to me. They eat dead people, you know what I'm saying? But then you're going to turn around and eat vultures' brains. That's like eating catfish raw. You feel me? Because catfish eat from the bottom of the motherfucking of the ocean and shit. You know what I'm saying? They bottom, they whatever the fuck they call them, bottom floor dwellers or something like that. Yeah. Anyways, back, that was weird. We're back on the, I'm sorry. Let's go to Sacramento, California. Where a man sets house on fire. I got to call you back. Give me a few more minutes. And man sets house on fire, burning divorce papers. This must be motherfucking Usher house. This Usher? And it got burning and it got papers. You know what I'm saying? You know, burning papers, burning. But never mind. Sacramento firefighters say man has been seriously injured after starting a house fire while apparently burning his divorce papers and listening to Usher. No, I'm just playing this way. Burning his divorce papers. Sacramento Fire Department Captain Jim Doucette says the man lived with his father, who says his son was distraught. The father tells firefighters his son had been lighting things on fire all night Friday. The fire began Saturday morning when the man set his divorce papers aflame. Well, you stupid-ass father that sat right there and watched this stupid motherfucker lighting shit on fire and didn't kick his dumb ass out of the motherfucking house from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, well, I would have sent your stupid ass sitting there and flicking a book of matches. Motherfucker, I would have asked you what the fuck wrong with you, dog. The hell wrong with you, man? You just flicking matches, throwing the bitches on the ground. Nigga, we smoke around here. That is called waste of fire, nigga. I ain't even got a lighter right now. So, shit, what is you doing? And you going to move on to lighting up some other shit? All right. Anyway. Real quick, man, let me tell y'all about somebody who I got coming up on the show, man. Miss Rose Bilal, you know what I'm saying? She got a book out called Don't Blame the Road. It's navigating through life, discover your innate abilities. And she come out of Newark, New Jersey, living in Philly. But she chilling down here in Tampa now since 1969. She's a jazz singer, visual artist, motivational speaker, and actor. She motivates women, young girls to excellence, sharing her journey while touring the countryside with power stories. And I'm very impressed with her book. That's why I'm reading this shit to you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And so check it out. It's Don't Blame the Road. After I finish, you know what I'm saying, I will be bringing home the show. We're going to go in on the book. We're going to, you know, play some music because I do have a CD. She blessed me on Christmas. Thank you very much, because most artists, you know what I'm saying, especially with a book, they ask you, you know, for a donation or some kind of monetary get back off of it. And she gave me the book and the CD, you know what I'm saying, and both, I mean, pressed up. You know what I'm saying? ASCAP pressed up type shit. You know, barcoded and everything. So, very impressive. Shouts out to Rose Bilal. So, y'all look out, man. Black peoples, we got some, you know, real coming up shit to do. You know, this 2010, we got to, I mean, be full circle on our whole craft. You know what I'm saying? We got to go full circle on our whole being. You know? We got to get in touch with that white side, which we keep thinking is the right side. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what's going to take you to fool yourself into getting right, then go ahead and act white. But whatever it takes, you need to motherfucking do the total opposite of what the fuck you said you was going to do. Because you ain't going to do it. Anytime you sit up here talking about you got a fucking New Year's resolution, that is just something for you not to do the whole goddamn year. Stop saying what you want to do and just do the shit. You know, damn New Year's resolution. I got a year resolution to wake up every day and thank the Lord. That's it. And if I can do that, everything else gonna be straight. Alright. And who the fuck cares about that shit? But anyway, new restrictions after terrorist sets crotch on fire. Yeah. In the wake of the terrorism attempt Friday on a Northwest Airlines flight, federal officials on Saturday imposed new restrictions on travelers that could lengthen lines at airports and limit the ability of international passengers to move about in airplanes. The government was vague about the steps it was taking, saying that it wanted the security experience to be unpredictable and that passengers would not find the same measures at every airport. Well, yeah, you stupid motherfuckers. A prospect that may upset airlines and travelers alike. The suspect in the Friday attempt identified as Umar, whatever the fuck, tried to ignite his incendiary device in the final hour of the flight while the plane was descending into Detroit. Man, what in the fuck, man? Anyway, and I ain't gonna comment on that because it was a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You dumb young ass motherfucker. What the hell wrong with you, dog? I mean, you got to even you see, you have to understand the ramifications of your stupidity on that. You have enough money to get your fuck ass on a flight out of Nigeria all the way to the goddamn United States, and the only motherfucking grateful thing you can do is try to fucking blow the plane up. Yeah, you the dumb man. I wish I would have been. I would have beat your motherfucking ass to the plane landed. Oh, beat your motherfucking ass. Anybody who got in the way would have got their motherfucking ass whooped. Hell nah, burning your goddamn self. And I'll whoop your ass just for being a nigga doing some stupid shit. Representing our motherfucking peoples in a bad light. Some bullshit. I don't never like to read about motherfucking niggas doing stupid shit because we come from stupidity. You know what I'm saying? Our whole upbringing was built off of ignorance and lies and treachery and all that old fuck shit. So what we have to do? We have to do 10 times, work 10 times harder to get out of that way of thinking, to get out of that willing lynchiness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With this fuck shit there, bro, you killing me with that shit, man. Y'all black people killing me trying to be white. Stop the fuck trying to be white. In that light, white folks do crazy shit like that. Go kill their whole family and then go to Las Vegas, Nevada and marry Paris Hilton. Yeah, man, my bad. I didn't mean to run that straight into that. But yeah, they white folks do stupid shit just like this. Mr. Morgan, 44, joked of his Sin City wedding. You know what it's like? You have a few drinks, spend too long on a blackjack table, get overexcited, and decide to do something silly. Well, I have to say, Paris scrubbed up to be a beautiful bride. It was magical. However, given the Mail on Sunday columnist's reputation for self-promotion, it will come as little surprise to discover that the wedding, yep, was staged for his forthcoming ITV1 show. Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck would want to marry an old trashy ass bitch anyway? That's like marrying fucking Lil Kim. And getting mad, you know what I'm saying? Because all she want to do is give you a head. Anyways, people, let's go to the craziest motherfucking place on the planet. Anybody know where that's at? The UK, goddammit. Shit, fucking crazy ass people. Girls are using abortion as birth control. Yeah. Teenagers are using repeat abortions as a form of birth control, with some girls having 4 or more terminations by the age of 18. Bitch, stop fucking. Why people just can't do a very blatant commercial? Legs open, baby pops out. This is your future. You can't handle the future, so therefore keep your fucking legs closed. You couldn't have me be the media, because that I'll give you some blood raw ass media. This is AIDS. This is AIDS up in you. And then I have a casket next to it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a brain on drugs. You know what I'm saying? This is AIDS. This is your body on AIDS, and then you show a casket. I mean, for real. You feel me? This is you after sex. This is you after sex and catching AIDS. Bam, and show a motherfucking coffin in a hearse, taking that bitch on off into the sunset, man. Cause you got to get blood raw nowadays. Shit is too sugar coated. Shit is too goddamn honey smacks coated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's serious, man. It's too sugar coated. It's watered down, man. We living in this shit is. It's just, you know, they wanting you thinking down, man. And that's proving it right there. Nearly 1,500 of the 19,000 girls under 18 who had a termination last year had previously undergone one early abortion for an unwanted pregnancy. And in at least one case, a teenage girl had her 8th abortion. Department of Health data for 2008 reveals 74 teenagers had their 3rd abortion, and a further 15 girls under the age of 18 had previously had between 3 and 6 earlier abortions. So, I mean, you now why y'all ain't reporting the AIDS rate? You know what I'm saying? The syphilis rate. The STD rates. Because y'all bitches are getting STDs. Don't think that y'all ain't getting no STDs all the fucking abortions. Because you ain't fucking the same dude. It ain't no motherfucking way. And there's no fucking way. But they putting that in the headlines. You know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to the United States, oh, now y'all want to talk about, oh, teenagers are fucking, you know what I'm saying? Now associated with the birth control. Now it finds out after the abortions that 95% of the teenagers have STDs. Another 5% have AIDS. 0.2%. Man, I'm... Fuck all that punk ass motherfuckers. Y'all statistics lying and shit. Anyways, y'all. Let me take this over to where we at. Where we at? Get some night talk going on. Hold on. Get some night talk. We ain't know where the boy is at.
What you say?
The boy. You know where that's at?
I don't know where that's at. The bride?
The boy, D-U-B-A-I. I done heard of it. I forgot what the hell is that. But that's where the fuck we at. Because baby placenta facial treatments. Yeah. Beauty conscious women in Dubai are being targeted by a controversial product claimed to make them look younger, made from newborn baby placenta.
Hear about that?
Yeah. British therapist Mona Mirza says new customers walk through the doors of her Dubai clinic almost every day as word spreads of the new procedure. The main reason why human placenta is effective is because it is bioidentical to our own physiology, she said. And while adult skin will continue mimicking the placenta cells for about 3 months, the treatment is not cheap. A 60-minute session costs around $307, which leads to the question of where the fuck are you getting all this baby skin from? Yeah, exactly. All right, people, you better look out for your motherfucking kids, man. Home birth's gonna step up. I guarantee you next year, Home births are going to step the fuck up. A lot of bitches going to start having their babies at the house. Y'all, excuse me, I got a cold. I'm coming out with sickness. It's all good. Getting over it. No swine flu around here, though. Just once a year cold, people. Y'all fall into that swine flu fuck shit if you want to. Anyway, let's go back to the UK to wrap this shit on up, y'all. Because bingo caller to cut fat, ladies. Alrighty. A bingo caller has been advised to stop using phrases such as two fat ladies for fear of offending his audience. Yeah, John Sayers, who runs charity games in Sudbury, Suffolk, says he was told by a council clerk the traditional bingo call could upset some players. A town council spokeswoman said it was sad they had to give the advice, but they had to be politically correct. The concern was that if there might be two large ladies in the audience when I said two fat ladies, 88, or someone might think I was looking at their legs when I said legs, 11. All right. Well, I don't play bingo, so I honestly I wouldn't know what the fuck you was talking about. I would have been like, fat ladies, where they at? 88. Where they at? Who got some legs? Ladies, who got some legs? Where they at? So, sorry. I'm on the ignorant train when it comes to that, too. So, yeah, I would probably be on the other side. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, actually, I'm going to read them. Man, we got like 10 minutes. I'm going to ride this motherfucker on out. Fuck it, y'all. We're going to ride this motherfucker on out on the news, y'all. We got a couple more shits. We're just going to ride this bitch on out. 11 minutes. fuck it. Let's ride on now. Everybody wasn't caught up in no pickle. Everybody had a good day after Christmas, so fuck it. Let's see who else got caught up in some pickles and shit. Let's go to Detroit, man. Where a woman becomes first to officiate a bowl game. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, girl. Yeah, Sarah Thomas was made history at the Pizza Bowl on Saturday, becoming the first woman to officiate a bowl game when she worked the matchup between Ohio and Marshall. Thomas is one of the five women officiating in major college football, but Pizza Bowl's spokesman, Tim Moore, said she was the first to draw an assignment for a bowl subdivision postseason game. Thomas's position as line judge meant that she spent most of the game in front of the Thundering Herds' bench, but the Marshall players just didn't pay much attention. That's cool. Shit, they ain't, you know. It was there, bitch. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Y'all was there, you know. Science Daily reports Fountain of Youth. Yeah. Going back for a second dessert after your holiday meal might not be the best strategy for living a long, cancer-free life. Yeah, say researchers from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. That's because they've shown exactly how restricted calorie diet, specifically in the form of restricted glucose, help human cells live longer. They found that the normal cells lived longer and many of the precancerous cells died when given less glucose. Wow. I don't absolutely know what the fuck that means, but okay, that sounds scientific to me. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Palm Beach, Florida, man. Who the fuck gives a care about this stupid bitch? All white folks with motherfucking money. But Ivana Trump becomes angry and has her stupid fuck ass taken off the plane. Who the hell cares? Police say Ivana Trump, wife of Donald Trump, has been escorted off a plane in Florida after she became belligerent when children were running and screaming in the aisles. Typical white folks. Authorities say the first ex-wife of billionaire Donald Trump cussed at the children Saturday, and when flight attendants on the New York-bound plane tried to calm her, she became even more aggravated. Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies asked Trump to voluntarily exit the plane, but they say she refused. Yeah. Then her punk ass was then escorted off. The fuck you mean, bitch? Get your ass, get the up out of here. That's what I would have been telling her. Bitch, get the fuck up out of here. Would have put some soft boots on and kicked in her motherfucking ass. Get the fuck up out of here. Rich bitch, that. You know what I'm saying? You stupid motherfucker, bitch, to get fired on your day off. Shit. Oh, man. Anyways, smart ass scholar finds clue to Van Gogh's ear. Which I didn't know it was a mystery behind it, but the mystery behind the most famous mutilation in art history may finally have been solved, the Times of London reporter. A scholar has found evidence that a distraught Vincent van Gogh slashed his ear after learning that his brother Theo, on whom he depended financially and emotionally, was about to get married. Yeah. Martin Bailey, who has written a book on Van Gogh and curated two exhibitions of his work, devised this theory after meticulous detective work on a letter in a painting that the artist completed soon after he injured himself. Who the fuck cares? I mean, how can you see the other side of a bitch face anyways in a motherfucking paint if you paint the right side of their fucking face? That shit's stupid as hell. Motherfuckers just want to make money off anything. And that shows you that they can. Yeah. Alright, y'all better watch out when you go to motherfucking court. Especially in Birmingham, Alabama. Cause, judge decides to pack a motherfucking pistol for all you punk ass bitches running up there spitting and all that dumb shit y'all be doing. Yeah, a female judge in Alabama concerned about court security cutbacks Yeah, said she is keeping both a gun and pepper spray next to her gavel. Yeah. Jefferson County domestic judge Suzanne Childers was prompted to get qualified to bring a gun to court after hearing a child support case a few weeks ago that necessitated her setting off her panic device. The Birmingham, Alabama News report reported Saturday. Because 46 sheriff's deputies have been laid off, due to budget constraints, court security has been dropped off and help didn't arrive for 40 minutes. Damn. Yeah, that's a kind of scary situation. Yeah. You got them judge, Yeah, y'all probably won't want to fuck with me then, because I'll be that judge in there, pistol packing, ready for anything to pop off. Because, try me. We're going to read this last one, y'all. We're getting the, about the building. We're getting the what? The about the building. Get my poor music crunk. Let's say this thing on the Detroit, Michigan, y'all, where Christmas Day bomb suspect is wealthy. Yeah. Only in fucking America, y'all. With his wealth, privilege, and education at one of Britain's leading universities, Abdul Farouk, had the world at his feet. Able to choose from a range of futures in which to make his mark on the world, instead, the son of one of Nigeria's most important figures opted to make his impact in a very different way. Yeah, by detonating 80 grams of explosives sewn into his underpants and trying to destroy a passenger jet as it came in to land at Detroit Airport on Christmas fucking day. And that makes it even worse. You know what I'm saying? This brother had all that shit, man. What the fuck? Boy, look at you, man. I don't know. Well, I mean, shit, Crackers got all that shit. Y'all go out there and bomb up everything and kill shit. So, hey. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They do the same shit. You know, niggas just trying to get in where they fit in. Why? I don't know.
Yeah.
But let me read this one. Couple wants to return adopted son. Yeah, that's fucked up. In Oklahoma, Melissa and Tony Westcott are fighting to return their adopted 11-year-old son to the state of Oklahoma. Because he has severe psychiatric problems. Yeah. They say loving him now means letting him go. It's hard not to feel some sympathy for the Westcotts. They adopted the boy 2 years ago, but he spent the last year in a psychiatric facility after trying to burn their house down and leaving a note that said, "Sorry, you have to die." Yeah. He's violent. Kills animals, stashed butcher's knives under his bed, and he's been diagnosed with reactive detachment disorder, disruptive behavior disorder, major depressive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and fetal alcohol syndrome. God damn. And y'all put this motherfucker up for adoption? Shit, what the fuck? I would have sued y'all motherfucking ass for even allowing that bitch to come home. Yeah. Damn. Well, this is the last one, y'all. We in the UK, where sex attacker 11 is secretly sent to public school. Yeah. A boy of 11 years old who had been judged a serious risk to other children inflicted the most appalling sexual abuse on a classmate after he was secretly placed in a mainstream school. Yeah, the youngster who was living in a local authority care had carried out sex attacks on children before, but was never charged because he was too young. Instead, social workers moved him into a specialist care. Yeah, where he should have been taught. But despite a 2-inch thick file on his disturbing behavior, he was still put in a mainstream school where he began the chain of events that led to the attack on a 9-year-old fellow pupil. Y'all motherfuckers crazy. I would have been right there. And don't forget, y'all, San Diego, California, you got a former Ku Klux Klan Imperial Wizard that says he was a Dane in San Diego so he could serve the nation's largest black denomination. Yeah. Former Klan member John Lee Clary said he was authorized by the Church of God in Christ to take part in the Ministry of Racial Reconciliation and conduct evangelization campaigns. The Tulsa, Oklahoma World reported Saturday. After joining the KKK youth during his younger years, Clark went on to become the national spokesman for the White Knights of the KKK. And now this motherfucker is an ordained minister. Yeah. Well, that is how the fucking cookie crumbles, people. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Be Heard Radio coming through. Miss Computer Lady, you know, definitely Ashwood. And definitely Miss Sweet D. Love. You know what I'm saying? For blessing the airways, man. You know. And as always, what I say, man, don't never believe what the fuck I'm saying. Go and read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go and read it for yourself. And that's real, man. And we finna get the fuck up out of the building. I'm finna end this bitch with my nigga. Crime City! Look, motherfucker, no hands. That's real, man. Catch us tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Coco's Lounge, located on Hillsborough, 40th Street, 5110 North 40th Street, to be exact. Coco's Lounge, TampaRap.com. Regular Game Entertainment will be in the building. And we're going to do that shit real big. Jumping off of January, baby. Yeah, man. Holla at y'all later. Peace.
On the back and that's real. I keep that dick hard like a piece of blue steel. A slipper when it's wet, deep though. I warm that dick like a fucking mean coat. I ain't playing games, say that shit for them lame. When you fuck with me, no, it ain't gonna be the same. Come in, nigga, fuck me like you want this pussy. See, I'm a freak by nature, so you gotta keep it gushy.
Keep it gushy, yeah.
Look, motherfucker, no hands. While I do a handstand, don't hate me, cause I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I guess
if I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, she will.
Look, motherfucker, no hands.
No,
I suck that dick while I do a handstand. Don't hate me, cause I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I guess
if I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, she will.
You miss the letter, but your letter ain't on my level. Tossing, turning, saying, "Cradle, baby,
cradle,
you
baby."
To be this nigga, motherfucking main lady. Pussy power got your nigga slap gone. Call me Energizer, pussy, cause I last on. Look, motherfucker, no hands. I suck that dick while I do a handstand. Don't hate me, cause I got them freak skills.
Yeah, I got.
If I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes, she will.
Look, motherfucker, no hands. I suck that dick while I do. Bite me, fuck me slowly, baby. You gotta eat me, beat me, bite me, fuck me slowly, baby.